Good morning, it's Mitch Gaynor with your headlines from Glasshouse Country and Mulaney News and the Sentinel, keeping you up to date with what's happening across the hinterland and beyond. Over at the Sentinel, Woodford State Schools getting a new industrial tech and design building in preparation for the year 11 and 12 expansion. There's no confirmed start date yet for senior years, but that's something for families to be looking forward to. Local Moreton Bay charities, Nourish Street and Northwest Community Group slept in sleeping bags in Brisbane over the weekend to bring awareness to the homelessness crisis following deaths of people experiencing homelessness over the last few weeks. Another story is Toogoolawa getting new childcare centre. Council has approved a development application for a childcare centre at 75 Gardner Street. That's on land formerly used by the Toogoolawa Apostolic Church. And we've also got plenty more in the Sentinel, including our Senior Queensland Seniors Month feature and also Where to Eat, Stay and Play feature, which is going to be over 3 pages. And as we head towards Halloween, we've got 2 weeks worth of goodies for you to look at there if you're looking to buy some Halloween goodies. Over at Glasshouse Country Mulaney News, we've got a story about contractors who dumped 14 bags of mail in a bin instead of delivering them to hinterland addresses. Well, they've effectively been sacked, with Australia Post revoking their authority to deliver. So we've got more on that story this week. We've also got a story about the state's calling of the proposed Coochin Fields Festival site development, with the Deputy Premier and Planning Minister Jared Blay saying tourism priorities and community concerns are being fully considered with that call-in. So another interesting update with that proposal. We've also got a story about firefighting equipment which was sent flying across a Sunshine Coast road in front of startled cafe patrons after a fire truck's side panels burst open while they were racing to an emergency north of Kenilworth. So we've got video there, so check out our Facebook page to look at that as well. And still on fire brigades, local fireys are stepping up preparations for a dangerous bushfire season following a blaze that tore through thousands of hectares on Moreton Island. And there was also a fire in Mooloola Valley over the weekend as well. So I've got a bit of advice about what to do in as the fire sort of season gets well underway. So I've got all that and plenty more across both papers out from Tuesday. This is Mitch on 101.5. Talk to you again next week.